Big companies like Facebook and T-Mobile have built buildings and brought jobs to Central Oregon in part because of enterprise zones. And now, Juniper Ridge in Bend is applying for the tax advantage status. Darren Powderly with Compass Commercial says it's an important carrot.
Well, really what it does is it enables us to be competitive with the other counties and cities throughout the state of Oregon that already have an enterprise zone package to offer. At this point in time, Juniper Ridge does not have that. So applying for that and getting approved for it makes us more competitive with the other cities and counties throughout Oregon. It's critical for us to be able to offer that to our prospects.
Enterprise zones give some property tax breaks to companies that expand or relocate and bring new jobs to an area. For example, Facebook received a 15-year tax break for the Prineville data center. There are pages and pages of petition signatures from people in Sun River who are opposed to the U.S. Postal Service's plans to shut down the local office. And at a meeting last night in Sun River, hosted by the Postal Service, well, that drew a lot of people. Brooks Snavely with the Sun River Owners Association says there's a big difference between Sun River and towns like Shanico, Post, Brothers, and Fort Rock. He says records from the post office show they get much more revenue in Sun River than they do in other places in Oregon targeted for closure.
They even set out some information about the revenues of the last 5 years, and they're making an average of $450 to $5,000 a year at this location. This is not a $50 a day post office.
Snavely says if the local office closes down, some people may be forced to travel to Bend for services, and that isn't very realistic in the wintertime. Nationwide, the U.S. Postal Service is fighting for survival and is cutting costs by shutting down offices that aren't very profitable. Power was out for about a half an hour yesterday morning for 8,000 customers in Tumalo, Sisters, and Black Butte Ranch. That outage occurred right after 5 a.m. Power was restored by 5:45. Representatives with the Central Oregon Electric Co-op say an insulator in a substation failed, and that caused the outage. A Redmond man wants to warn Crooked River Ranch residents about cougars that may be in the area. The man, who asked not to be identified, says he was fly fishing Saturday in the Foley Waters area when an aggressive cougar picked up his trail.
It was about dusk, and I was walking up the canyon, and I got almost to the top where it flattens out. And for some reason, I don't know why, because I didn't hear anything, but I turned around, and about 10 feet behind me was a cougar standing there, kind of in a crouch position like he was ready to pounce. And I didn't have any weapon, and I was by myself, and there was nobody else around. It was incredibly terrifying encounter experience.
There have been no more sightings of the cougar since Saturday night. The restaurant that offered a taste of Cajun fare quietly closed its doors over the weekend. Bourbon Street owner Gavin McMichael opened the restaurant in the old Staccato in the Fire Hall location. That was July of 2010, offered New Orleans-style cuisine. Apparently, the group that owns Bourbon Street is going in another direction. The new restaurant in that location will be Smoke in the Fire Hall, a barbecue-style restaurant. And that new restaurant will host a Bend Film after party this Thursday. A Bend doctor will not be the next president of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mary Brown, who started the area's largest pediatric practice, Central Oregon Pediatric Associates, was up for the job. It was between Dr. Brown and Dr. Thomas McInerney of Rochester, New York. Dr. Brown says she's glad she was up for the important post.
AAP is a huge voice for kids politically, and they don't often get a fair shake. And so it's a chance to speak up for them and maybe make a difference. I've been with the board of directors for 6 years, and this is an incredible opportunity, if almost no matter which way it works out.
Dr. Brown knew it was going to be an uphill battle facing a challenger from a major medical facility. Despite the loss, she says she'll continue to advocate for kids in her retirement. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com and get instant updates when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning, and in that one, we'll take a look at what to do with Miller's Landing. They've narrowed the choices. And the Bend Airport gets a grant. What are they going to do with it? We'll tell you all about that as well. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.